Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on the LA Report, three more local college campuses now have pro-Palestinian protest camps. The latest legal case in the Orange County snitch scandal is playing out in a San Diego courtroom. And then, how to quiet the ocean to ease stress on whales, and knocking out a pest that's trying to knock down California native oak trees. It's Monday, April 29th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The number of pro-Palestinian protest camps at Southern California universities is growing. LAist reporter Yusra Farzan is keeping track.
Joining USC and UCLA are pro-Palestinian encampments at UC Irvine, UC Riverside, and Occidental College. The students have similar demands, calling on their universities to sever ties with Israeli companies, universities, and weapons manufacturers. They also want their schools to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. UCLA increased its security after fights broke out between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters on Sunday, and the USC campus remains closed to the public. In Irvine, Mayor Farrakhan has called on law enforcement to stand down at UCI. For LAS 89.3, I'm Yusra Farazan.
The California Attorney General's office says it's looking at all options now that an LA County judge has ruled in favor of five cities that had challenged housing requirements in a 2021 state law. That law allows for up to four units on lots zoned for single-family housing. Carson, Redondo Beach, Torrance, Whittier, and Del Mar say that takes housing decisions away from cities. And last week, a judge agreed. The years-old scandal involving jail informants and Orange County prosecutors is still playing out today, this time in a high-profile Orange County case now underway in a San Diego courtroom. Details from Orange County correspondent Jill Replogle.
At issue, according to Assistant Public Defender Scott Sanders, is whether defendants here can get a fair trial. Sanders alleges that the misconduct reaches all the way up to a former high-ranking prosecutor who is now a Superior Court judge. But he says even while the district attorney's office has claimed to be cleaning house, they've continued to hide wrongdoing.
It's absurd, it's so inappropriate, and it's horrendous for criminal defendants.
Sanders is currently asking a judge to drop charges in a murder case due to the alleged misconduct. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Replogle.
When we come back, buses, trains, and cars, and then whales and oak trees, but different stories.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS for a morning of multilingual story times, interactive performances, art making, and lots of kid fun. Bring the whole fam and join us for Super Fun Saturday at LAS in Pasadena on June 1st. Tickets at las.com/events. See you there.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. LA Metro is upping security for bus drivers and bus and train riders. It comes after several attacks on board Metro buses and at Metro bus stops and train stations. Metro Chief Operations Officer Conan Chung says riders will see more enforcement in the coming months.
LAPD is increasing their presence on the B&D lines. We'll also have an increased presence on the trains of transit security officers and ambassadors.
Also, trains and stations on the A line, what we used to call the Blue Line, will see more LA County Sheriff's deputies and Long Beach police officers. Metro said last week that it will install tempered glass barriers to protect drivers on its 2,000 buses. Let's move from buses and trains to cars. LA, of course, is a car town, but every now and then you got to get rid of your old car for something better. For Climate Monday, Pow2LA producer Evan Jacoby has written a guide about how to do it easily.
Going car-free is LA's greenest transit option, but you don't need to ditch your car completely in order to reap the benefits. Carless travel is super friendly to your wallet. Studies also find psychological benefits for people who walk, bike, or take more public transit. This guide gives you some good first steps, based on experiences of my own and of other car-free Angelenos, to help break our deeply ingrained car dependency and learn to appreciate other modes of transportation in this city. For LAist 89.3, I'm Evan Jacoby.
The coastal waters off Southern California have become a lot noisier ever since container ships showed up. So says a study from Scripps Marine Researchers in San Diego. Here's LA's science reporter Jacob Margolis.
So if the volume of my voice now is what it sounded like before ships showed up, this is how much louder it is now. About 15 decibels. That increase in underwater noise is a concern because it can increase stress and influence migratory patterns of whales and mess with fish hearing.
LA science reporter Jacob Margolis. There's a program that encourages ships to slow down as they enter the Santa Barbara Channel in an effort to cut down on noise and exhaust. An invasive bug that's relatively new to California has been killing off our native oak trees. To stop it, the La Jolla Band of Luiseno Indians is using a practice that's been around for thousands of years. The story from LA's producer Nate Perez.
The gold-spotted oak borer likely arrived from Arizona in the 90s. It's already killed at least 90,000 oaks across Southern California. Jolene Tam is the La Jolla Band of Luiseno Indians' natural resource manager. She says turning up the heat might be a way to manage the beetle.
We did a pile burn of infested wood, and we were able to reduce emergence by 98%.
Next month, they plan to use cultural burns on the reservation once again. The tribe and Tam are hopeful can manage the oak beetle. For LA City 9.3, I'm Nate Perez.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to join us again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley has the AM edition of the LA Report. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse, the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. We say it all the time, but it's true. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. So please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about Lessons in Chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.